cost extra to take your cross, I would bet.
Has
that been over there?
Oh.
Gotcha. The beast. What is it? 350? Yes, my attention has been drawn.
Yes.
This. Where is the chief?
Oh, he won't be here.
Okay.
He's taking a couple of days off.
Oh, okay.
Is 5:30 Thursday, May 25th. Calling the special meeting of Tewitt Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners to order. Is anyone recording the meeting? Amy Cates is recording the meeting. First order of business is public comment. Any public comment?
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. It's been over a week since your last meeting, and I had requested the clerk to make sure the podcast was up on the website, and when I checked before coming to the meeting, it wasn't. Do you know when it might be available?
'Tis in the hands of Barnstable IT.
Okay.
The file was posted to their account the next morning.
Okay.
Sometimes they're prompt with it, sometimes they're not.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other public comment? We will finish with public comment then. I'm going to take these items in reverse order of how they're posted on the agenda. First is to consider an open meeting law complaint filed by a resident. This complaint pertains to the good. Complaint pertains to a meeting held Monday, May 22nd, 2017. I have in front of you copies of the items of complaint. As you look them over, if you have any comments to make. Otherwise, I would move that we refer this to the district of the, law office to make a formal response. Sorry about the small type one. I don't know why that the one section came out so much smaller than everything else, but that's the way I got it, and I couldn't enlarge it. Any comment? In the absence of comment, we'd entertain a motion to refer it to the attorney for a response.
I make a motion that we refer this open meeting law complaint to the attorney for a response.
Second.
In favor?
Conley.
Pisano.
Hadley.
Passed. The other item on the agenda is consideration of a contract offer to our first choice candidate, Chief Rood, who is in attendance tonight. You have before you a draft of the agreement. To the extent that you are familiar with the existing contract held by current chief, I will point to the relevant articles in here that depart from that. Which, of course, I brought the copy I didn't highlight, so give me a moment, I'll catch up with it. Article 7, compensation. Article 9, benefits.
So, excuse me, Commissioner, what are you referencing? Differences?
Yes, these are the things that, if you're familiar with the current contract held by Chief Olson, this is the same in all terms except the areas I'm highlighting.
I got you.
In benefits, it's 9.2. Item 15, length of contract. And those are the relevant areas of difference in as much as these will become items of public record. We can go over them out loud if you wish.
So the question for you, no other changes to the contract?
No, I'm pretty sure the rest of it is exactly the same as the current contract.
So length of contract?
Is 3 years.
So what is the difference in this particular one?
Chief Olson's last contract was extended, and I'm trying to remember whether it's 4 or 5 years.
Okay. 5 years.
5 years, that's right.
So then why are we going, if 5 years was what we had in place prior to this, why are we going 3 here?
3 years had always been the standard length of contract.
Okay. Is there a negative to going 5?
I don't know why they went to 5 in the first place.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
I came.
I would recommend we stay with the 3 and then go to 5 after 3 years.
That makes sense. Excuse me, major oversight on my part. I meant to also highlight Section 6. So, in Section 6, the chief represents he is currently and actively enrolled in a paramedic program, which is anticipated to lead to his certification as a paramedic. Material condition of the contract, the chief agrees to remain continually enrolled in such paramedic program to make satisfactory progress toward obtaining such certification until such certification is obtained no later than 2 years from the effective date of the contract. The rest of that section is the same. Any questions up to there?
No.
Section 7, compensation. First year of the contract, annual base salary shall be $130,000. Second and third year, there will be COLAs of 2.5%. The rest of the terms of compensation are the same. Any questions up there?
No.
Under Section 9, benefits. 9.2. The change is in the last sentence. The chief is not eligible for Kituit Fire District health and dental insurance. This is by his choosing. He has that covered. If at any point he wished to participate, he would simply approach the board and ask for a modification of contract. And length of contract, initial term of that's item 15. 15-1, the initial term shall be for a period of 3 years commencing, and this was by discussion with Chief Rude, June 26th, and then 2017 through June 25th, 2020. Contract may be extended as provided by the following terms, and they are all the same as in the previous contract.
What is the status? Have we come to end of job on this discussion with the chief?
I've had discussions with Chief Rude. I think that we are in agreement that if these terms are approved, he is agreed to them. So if there is a motion to make this offer.
So just a question before we do that. Mm-hmm. The chief was also looking at a Hyannis position as far as applying for, according to what I had understood, looking at the Hyannis position?
Yes, that's correct.
Have we discussed with the chief whether he'll be offered a position there and what his reaction will be to that, if he was offered a position there?
What I discussed with Chief Rude is that if he has an agreement with us, he will withdraw his candidacy from Hyannis.
That's the case, chief?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
A lot to read.
Hmm?
That's quite a lot here to read.
Yeah. That's why I was referencing, if you're familiar with the Chief Olson's contract, it's the same in terms, except for those items that I highlighted.
Have we had legal counsel look at the changes that we made?
Yes. These were drawn up in consultation with the...
Fair release?
Yes.
Okay.
With the attorney's office. Anything else?
Not for me.
Would you like to make the motion? Would you like to make the motion?
No.
So I make a motion that we accept the agreement that you have proposed and come to closure on the discussions with the chief.
Second. Hadley.
In favor?
Connolly.
Pisano.
Hadley.
I'd like to formally offer this contract to you, Chief Root, in hopes that you find it satisfactory and that we can lock you up. In as much as there is no other business, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Hadley.
Conley.
Pisano. Motion is passed. Meeting's adjourned.